Hello, my name is Alex. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I will not ask for a donation. May I speak with Dina Ringlero? Okay. First of all, are you currently living in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are gotten off on the wrong track?
In what aspect?
In every aspect. Do you think that things are going in the right direction, in general? Generally speaking, in Phoenix, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, and west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is this definition clear, or do you need to read? Okay. Thank you. And what year are you born?
84.
Okay, thank you for the answer. And are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No. I can barely hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, there's like a lot of background noise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see if this works better. Is this better for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you said no, and there's no one in your house or yourself of Latino descent?
Of what?
Hispanic or Latino.
Oh, Latino. No.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your answer. And do you consider yourself white, African American, black, Latino, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or other race?
Native American.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Overall, how would you describe the quality of living in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you for your answer. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people would say would improve the quality of living in Levine. For each, please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would be very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 through 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Better streets and road maintenance?
How it is now?
No. Would it improve the quality of living in Levine? Better streets and more road maintenance? A 1 meaning very little and 5 meaning a lot.
Okay.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Better public transportation options.
3.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses?
4.
More dining and entertainment options?
4.
More good paying jobs?
5.
Thank you for your answer. In terms of job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
Looking for work.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses to employ people to work for trade in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you for your answer. And thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that it is too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses to employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine?
More, yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Would you like to see more restaurant bars and entertaining venues?
No.
Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
A strong yes or somewhat yes?
Strong.
Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levine?
No. No.
Would you like to see more doctor offices and hospitals in Levine?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you for your answers. And on your, in your own words, what type of business of stores and businesses would you most like to see in Levine?
Stores and businesses?
Correct.
I think department stores and businesses would be like entertainment for youth. So like maybe like arcades, or I think they're building a movie theater, so like movie theaters, things like that.
Okay, thank you for your answers.
Mm-hmm.
Movie theaters. Okay, thank you. We're almost done here. Just see a few more questions.
Okay.
Now, switching gears a little bit, and how much of a problem is it is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a big problem, a fair big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a big problem.
Okay, would you say a very big or fairly big?
Say that again.
Would you say very big or fairly big?
Fairly.
Thank you for your answer. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Where does that go?
It's a big problem.
Okay, did you say fairly or very?
Very.
Thank you for your answer. Okay, still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more multifamily housing, like apartments and condominiums in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to see more townhouses and attached homes or attached homes?
No.
Thank you. Would you like to see more family detached homes, single family detached homes in Levine?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, more than 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20.
I think that's the answer. And do you currently own a home, rent a home, or are you living with a friend or family?
Rent.
Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs for and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow the construction of more condominium buildings? Do you oppose or favor that is the way to address housing costs and options?
Oppose.
Do you strongly or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you oppose or favor?
Actually, I don't know the zoning laws now, so I don't know if I can answer those and the previous question you just asked me.
Okay. And the okay. All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And the next proposal is to change the zoning, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you oppose or
oppose?
Okay, would you somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you for your answer. And the next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow construction of multi-family housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you oppose or favor? Huh?
Yes.
Do you oppose or favor?
I oppose.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you oppose or favor that it's the way to address housing costs and options?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you oppose or favor the way to address housing costs and options?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you for your answers. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $100,000. Okay.
$50,000 to $50,000 up. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes from by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? Is it Deanna?
Deanna. Yep.
Okay, thank you. Dad, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, ma'am. You have yourself a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.